Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the deep south. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you today praying for all of the listeners and for all of the Christians all over the world, oh, Father. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will uplift them in their spirits, oh, Father. Meet them at their point of need, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, oh, God. We thank you for every listener, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We worship you. We give you thanks. We give you honor, oh, Father, for you are worthy to be praised. Oh, God, I thank you, for you are mighty and you are strong. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. I am going to go ahead and read the scripture for the day. I will be coming from Luke, the 4th chapter and the 18th verse. And it reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Amen, amen, and amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. The scripture is telling us about Jesus, who at this time was about to begin his ministry. He had just came out of the wilderness. He had been there for 40 days. And the Bible says that Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. And the scripture says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," which means that Jesus had the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes, the Holy Spirit is what we need as ministers of God, men and women of God, working in the ministry to be effective. See, Jesus was telling them that he was sent, in other words, he was called and he was chosen to preach the gospel. He was anointed to do what he was about to do. And he was going about doing the work of God. And in the early ministry, Jesus had his disciples as well who was with him. And because he was anointed, Jesus was effective in his ministry. And it should be the same thing today in the ministries that are ordained by God. The leaders need to be anointed to preach. So that's the title of our message today, is Anointed to Preach. Amen. Whether you be in the office of a prophet, a prophetess, preacher, pastor, whatever your calling is, in order for you to be effective, you must have the Holy Spirit to be effective in that particular calling. And as Jesus was doing his ministry, as we look at his ministry, we know that there was a lot of healing and deliverance in Jesus' ministry. And why it was happening was because he was anointed to do that. He was anointed to do what he was doing in the ministry. And as we read the scripture, the Bible tells us that Peter, when he preached, 3,000 people were saved. And it was because he was chosen and anointed to preach the gospel of Jesus. He was filled with the Spirit. And it's only with the anointing from God can one change the lives of others, other people. When they're up under your ministry, the leader must be anointed to preach the gospel, to pray, to prophesy in the ministry to be effective. Today, with religious traditions and the way of the world, Many people have gotten away from how the early minister operated, and that was they operated by the Holy Spirit. And at that time, Jesus was with the disciples at that time, so he was filled with the Spirit of God. He was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he was able to do all the things that he was sent to do. And oftentimes, because of religion and tradition, the leaders who are operating in the ministry, they're operating without the anointing. Today, leaders are chosen by where they came from. You know, if their father was a pastor, if there's a line of pastors in their family, or they came from a particular organization up on a big name ministry, or maybe just a church may have just needed a pastor and just decided to hire a pastor, and not looking at whether they have been called, sent by God and ordained and anointed by God to preach the word of God. And God never intended for this to happen, because Jesus said, he said this, he said, I was sent, in other words, and I was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor so that people could be healed, delivered, set free, the broken heart could be mended. Those who were captive, those that were bound, whether it was the mind, physical healing, that they could be healed, while the blind could see. He was sent to do those things, and he did those things because he was anointed to do those things. He had the Holy Spirit, and that allowed him to do all that he did in the ministry. When we look at Jesus' ministry, the people that were up under him and they received the word and they believed on him, they were healed. The woman with the issue of blood was healed. The man that couldn't see, the blind man, was healed. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. That came from the power of the Holy Spirit, and that is the same thing today. The leaders of the ministry today or religious organization must be anointed by God to preach. Because if there's no anointing, there's no healing, there's no deliverance, people cannot be restored, people cannot be set free. What's coming against them if the leaders that they are sitting up under are not anointed or called and chosen by God. And therefore, without the anointing, there's nothing but a good message. It's a good message, but it has no power because there's no anointing behind it. You have to have the anointing. The anointing of God, from God, comes with a price. It's not free. You can't buy it. And you cannot learn it. It is something that comes from God. And you got to go through something to get this anointing, to be powerful in the ministry of God. If Jesus was very powerful in his ministry. And even Jesus, when he had been crucified and he had changed back, and I'm just cutting it short because this is on a 15-minute show, is that when he told his disciples, he said, the comforter, he said, I don't want you to go out, in other words, until the comforter comes. Because when the comforter comes, they will be endowed with power from the Holy Spirit. And they will be effective in the ministry because they will be anointed by the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel of Jesus. Amen. So we know that we must be anointed to preach the gospel of Jesus, because it is the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and only the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that heals, delivers, and sets free. And oftentimes we attend churches, and we go into a church and we come out the same way we went in. We ain't got no healing, we ain't got no deliverance, we have not been set free. Because there was no anointing, there was no power behind that word, because God had chose that person to preach the gospel. God said, I have to choose them, I have to send them, and I have to endow them with that power for them to be effective in the ministry. And I can remember when I was in that time in my life and in my situation in my life where it was very, very dark, and I was seeking deliverance and healing. And I was going to church, and every Sunday I was in the church. I was in somebody's church seeking and trying to get this healing and deliverance. And I just told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I'm not getting no healing and deliverance, and the situation is getting worse than it was. Because I was in a place where there was no anointing. See, the healing and deliverance come from the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And by God placing me up on a prophetess, Yvonne, who is an anointed woman of God and a true prophet of God, that's when I began to experience deliverance and healing and being set free and beginning to walk and march and go forth in the name of Jesus towards the destiny that God had for me. But it was not until I got up under a ministry and a mentor that could help me, that could pray. You need an anointed person that can pray, can get a prayer up. You know, many times in churches, you have people that are praying, but that prayer ain't going no farther than the floor. And I thank God for Prophet Yvonne and Pastor. Wow. Because being up under this ministry has truly helped me to get in the right direction. It helped me to get delivered and set free. And I am so thankful to God that he allowed me to be up under the anointed ministry of God. And that's what, if you are going through something in your life and you're going in and coming out the same way, you need to be asking God to send you to a place where the leaders are anointed to preach and do the things that they are called to do. They are anointed to prophesy. They are anointed to preach. They are anointed to pray. They need to have those things because Jesus had to have it. And he had the Holy Spirit. So the ministry today must have the Holy Spirit. They must be anointed to preach and to be effective in the ministry. And when Jesus was doing the work of the ministry, the scribes and the Pharisees, they missed it. They missed God. They missed the anointing because they were looking for him to come another way. The only thing they seen was that he was Joseph's son. But they didn't look at him and say, you know what? This man is doing all these miracles. People are getting healed and people are getting to deliver. He done rose Lazarus from the dead. That God is working in that person. See, many people are following big ministries. There's nothing wrong with a big ministry. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that, but they need to be anointed. For you to get your healing and your deliverance, you need a message that is anointed by God, where the Holy Spirit, the voice of truth, is preaching through the man or woman, men or women of God, so that you can be healed and delivered. If it's not that, then you'll still be doing the same old thing. And I remember, I think it was last year sometime, somebody lost their life, and they were surrounded around preachers with big names. And this person lost their life. Because, see, the Bible says Jesus cast out demons. See, some of them demons can be cast out, them drinking demons, them drug demons, all that kind of stuff can be cast out. But you got to be up under somebody that know who they are in God and know that that person is anointed by the Almighty God so that they can be effective, so you can get free from that. You can't get free by a good message that sounds good. Amen. We are running out of time, but know that you need to make sure. We need to make sure that we're up on the preachers and that are anointed to preach the gospel. Amen. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer: Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church. Get your Bible, begin to read it, and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ, welcome to the body of Christ. Have a blessed week. today. Know that God loves you and I love you too. Meet me here next week at the same time in the same place with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen.